Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind in this live Saturday edition via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I'm torn, Mark. I don't know where to start tonight. Should we start with a response to the guy that called last week about homeschooling, just trashing on homeschoolers from someone who actually homeschools? Or should we tell the story of Robert Bayless, a man who, had a standoff with the cops at his house over property taxes?
I'm for the standoff with the property taxes.
All right, that's where we'll go. But I do still have that email. Of course, you can call in about whatever you want. We actually talked about Mr. Bayless in the past when the incident actually went down. Now we've got a little bit more detail thanks to William Norman Grigg at the Pro Libertate blog, which is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. He starts out with a couple of quotes, one from Nietzsche. Everything the state says is a lie, and everything it has stolen.
Wow.
And then another quote here, which he actually doesn't name who it is. He says, terror must be maintained or the empire is doomed. It is the logic of history. The only hint he gives is that it's a wise fictional character that said that quote. So, who is maintaining the terror anyway? Is it the terrorists or is it the government people?
I think it works together. The terrorists, we're scared of the terrorists, whoever they might be, and therefore the government, which it funds itself through theft of us, manages to make itself seem necessary.
Now, if you would believe what the government says, and if you believe what the government says, you're a dupe. But if you believe what the government says, Mr. Bayless, Robert Bayless, this man we're about to tell you about, is a bad, bad man and a threat to society. Well, we'll tell you exactly what he did, allegedly, here in a moment. Couldn't the county simply have paid him for the damage to his well? That's the question that urges itself upon me as I sift through the rubble of last spring's confrontation in rural Wisconsin between Robert Bayless and, well, at last count, roughly 24 local, county, and state agencies. The anti-Bayless coalition included elements from no fewer than 6 SWAT teams and the prominent use of 3 Bearcat, which is a ballistic-engineered armored response and rescue counterattack truck, military assault vehicle. Surely, Mr. Bayless must have been a singularly fearsome fugitive in order to trigger such a huge deployment.
One would think.
Indeed, and one would be wrong. Prior to his arrest on April 3rd, the diminutive and reclusive Mr. Bayless, either 60 or 61 years old, depending on the media account you read, lived in a small ramshackle abode on 18 acres outside Viola, Wisconsin. We can appreciate just how pathetic and fragile the Bayless dwelling was by the fact that it was never referred to as an armed compound during the police siege.
Right, because every time the police are, somebody's holed up in their house and has some kind of tax dispute, it's always, always referred to as a compound.
A former volunteer firefighter who had served as a sonar officer in the Navy, Mr. Bayless had a heart attack about a decade ago. Reputed to be a world-class amateur computer technician, Bayless had been reduced to grubbing out a meager living by picking apples in the fall and doing whatever other odd jobs he could find. Press accounts dutifully describe Bayless as someone who possessed strong anti-government attitudes, which to genuinely intelligent people is a bit like being singled out for having a healthy immune system. Unlike the stereotypical antisocial recluse of lore, however, Bayless is considered to be very personable, outgoing, and generally respectful of the preening, oddly dressed, and self-important parasites who insist on being called the authorities, judges, police, and that ilk. I like him, commented substitute librarian Judy McConaughey about Bayless following his arrest. He's extremely gentle, kind, thoughtful, respectful. It's only when he's confronted with what he thinks is illegitimate abuse of the Constitution that he gets very upset. Most of his neighbors know him and like him. He's basically a peaceable person. I would take him into my home.
Pretty high praise.
Yep, Eugene Winchell, who picked apples with Bayless in local orchards, allowed that he was maybe a little eccentric, but he was good to work with, always with a smile on his face. I don't think there was a bad bone in his body.
Some people just don't like to be forced to do things, and, I don't think that here in a free country, that should be an issue. I mean, how can you now? If somebody enters into a contract, they should be required
if you've agreed to something,
fulfill the contract. But when it comes to property taxes, I never signed anything saying that I'd pay for these people's kids to go to school, and I never signed anything that says that I pay for roads that I don't use.
Well, perhaps some defender of property taxes will call in to tell us that what the police did to this man, Mr. Robert Bayless, this kind gentleman that lived out in the middle of nowhere, that what they did to him was okay, and that they support it. The number here is 800-259-9231. We'll get to the details of that here in a moment. So one more neighbor, Al Cutler, one of Bayless's neighbors, says, I think he was always poor, but he wouldn't take money from anybody. He wired my shed in exchange for some firewood, and he would help just about anybody who needed help. In his previous court appearances, which have been plentiful for someone who's never imposed on anybody, let alone committed an offense against person or property, Bayless has displayed tremendous respect for judges and court officials. Given his polite and deferential nature, Bayless seemed to be the last person who would ever throw a few rounds of lead at local law enforcement officers, as he reportedly did on March 31st when four sheriff's deputies invaded his property for the purpose of evicting him from his home.
Sounds like one could look at that as trespassing.
Yeah, absolutely, unless you believe that the government owns all property.
That's essentially what the case is.
Is that the case?
It seems to be. It seems here in the United States that somehow people believe that the states get their power from the federal government, the towns get their power from the state government, and if you don't pay your property taxes, then you deserve to have your property taken away. That sounds like rent to me, doesn't it? An eviction,
sure does.
Being evicted from your property, it sounds like you're a renter, not an owner.
But they tell me, Mark, I asked the bureaucrats here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they told me that it was my property. So maybe they're just saying one thing and doing another.
They don't even understand the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but the distinctions, it should be there. My property taxes aren't that high, but if I don't pay the couple thousand dollars a year on my property,
Three years is what it takes for them to take it around here.
Yeah, supposedly.
Anyway, last November, the clique calling itself the Government of Richland County voted to steal Bayless's 18-acre plot because he had declined to pay $5,737 in property taxes between 2000 and 2006. Until 2000, Bayless had...
That's not much property tax.
He had dutifully paid out the protection money demanded by the Camorra County bureaucrats, but found himself in trouble anyway. Why? Well, the county sheriff sicked his deputies on Bayless to deliver a tax delinquency notice, despite the fact that he'd already paid the first of two installments to the town treasurer. So what happened? A paperwork snafu.
Happens all the time.
Yep. Government bureaucrats forgot to file something somewhere, an arrest warrant or whatever. Not, I guess it wasn't an arrest warrant, but in this case it was a notice. One of their little pieces of paper that they send out to...
They love those things.
Yep, their tax delinquency notice. So that's why they came out there at one point.
They'll never bother giving you a telephone call, by the way. It's not worth their time to talk to the subjects.
Bayless was understandably frustrated by the bureaucratic foul-up and infuriated by the serene arrogance displayed by the deputies when they trespassed on his posted property. Now, this isn't the time that there were any shots traded. This was just them delivering that notice to him. In a nice bit of mimicry, Bayless had put up a sign announcing that those who entered his land had to pay a $5,000 land use fee to obtain an entry permit. So after the deputies left, Bayless sent the county a bill demanding payment of the delinquent $5,000 fee. Now, this is a futile gesture, of course, but I'm trying without success, says Greg, to identify a moral argument against what Bayless did. It was his land, owned free and clear since 1979. He was the sole inhabitant and sovereign of his own little polity. In anything other than a strictly positivist sense, why couldn't he charge for access to his land? Disney World charges for access to their land.
I don't see why he couldn't.
Fanciful.
Sounds to me like the police trespassed and
they owe him.
And you know, they
as long as they can read.
If they can read, then the thing is they don't believe that they are our rulers. They don't believe for a second that they
don't have liability like we do.
They don't. You could believe that the cops would go into Disney World if they felt like they needed to go to Disney World, too, and they wouldn't pay anything.
Fanciful as Bayless's demand of the Richland County government may have been, that government's culpable neglect also handed him a solid, incontestable grievance in that he paid the tax, and they said that he didn't. And so we'll continue Mr. Bayless's story here in a few moments. But if you want to dial in and tell us, after we finish the story, which is coming up, if you want to tell us exactly how it is that people owe property taxes, how it is that you come about to be obligated to pay these government people what it is that they are demanding of you, whatever arbitrary numbers they've made up, please dial in tonight at 800-259-9231. We want to talk to you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give all those features away and more All free at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
Get a free webcam, too. Just try this online meeting software. It's WebEx. WebEx.com. Promo code 600.
All right, so we're talking about a story about a man named Robert Bayless, and we've actually covered the story in the past, but now we've got an incredible amount of detail on exactly what happened, what went down when over 12 government agencies decided to raid this man's home and steal his 18-acre piece of property and ramshackle home from him for not paying over $5,000 in property taxes over a six-year time span. But why didn't he pay that $5,000 in property taxes? Doesn't he have a reason for that? Is it just because he didn't like taxes and didn't like the government? Well, actually, he seems to be fairly respectful towards the government people for whatever reason, which, you know, that's certainly his business. I'm sure he thinks it'll help him, you know, when you're respectful to them. They don't hassle you quite as much, I guess, and maybe that was his mindset, but that didn't stop them from stealing his house from him. But the reason why he wasn't paying taxes is because of the fact that they blew up his well. Let me give you the details on that part of the story. This is from freedominourtime.blogspot.com. We already told you about how he had been paying taxes on time, and then they went ahead and sent him a tax delinquent notice, even though he'd made the two payments. So there, that was kind of the beginning of the trouble, but then, so around that time, sometime prior, in fact, to the initial property tax conflict in 2000, a construction crew straightened County Highway G in Wisconsin, which runs next to Mr. Bayless's land. This involved blasting away a limestone hillside, and part of the collateral damage of the blasting was the loss of Mr. Bayless's well.
These things aren't cheap. I've just looked at putting a well into my property, and it's, it's almost 10 grand.
Now, 10 grand for the county, I mean, that's no big deal, right? If the county wanted
If the county blows up your well with a bunch of dynamite, then the county should you know, whomever blows up your well should have to pay to repair it.
Yeah, well, if it were you or I, any other average person doing the construction, then we would be liable. But as we were talking about earlier, the county bureaucrats have no liability. They can go and just destroy as much of your property as they want to, and you're lucky if you even get an apology out of these people. So that's what happened here. According to Al Cutler, Bayless's neighbor, the blast left the well's submersible pump irreparably damaged, leaving it with no source of water.
It's just the pump. It's not even the well.
Cutler also reports that the county refused to restore the well or provide Bayless with an alternate source of water. He was forced to fill large blue plastic barrels with water from local springs. Can you imagine in the 21st century living your life that way? I mean, that's what they did in hundreds of years ago. You'd go down to the spring, fill up some containers, and bring the water back to the house.
Probably wasn't necessarily hundreds. There's probably people listening right now.
A couple,
that recall that having had to do that.
Well, anyway, this is outrageous that this man should have to go from having running water in his house to none whatsoever because of the actions of the county bureaucrats. So it would seem that, I mean, he's got a legitimate grievance with which to withhold taxes from these government bureaucrats. I mean, I would say that you shouldn't have to pay these government bureaucrats any old way because they've never made an agreement with you in the first place. But even Mr. Bayless at least has a little bit more on his side because they destroyed his property.
Yeah.
But there's more to the story. So it's no particular surprise when Cutler reports that Bayless, who was not predisposed toward anti-government sentiment, was sore at the county. Once again, I ask, why the hell didn't the Richland County government, which committed the initial offense by destroying Bayless as well, pay for the damage? The answer, obviously, is because they didn't have to. They have armed men in their employ, after all, who are clothed in the supposed authority to commit acts of violence against intransigent people like Robert Bayless. So on March 31st, the county dispatched four of their armed employees to serve eviction papers on Bayless. For his part, Mr. Bayless, reportedly a crack shot, displayed nearly superhuman forbearance in the face of this aggression by aiming his shots above the heads of the invaders. So he could have killed those cops, but he chose not to. He was just trying to scare them off.
Well, that would have been a big mistake.
The deputies withdrew, conferences were held, local police officials contacted their comrades in neighboring jurisdictions to organize a militarized response to Bayless's defiance. As described in a press release...
If Mr. Bayless had been a rich man, I don't think this would have happened for a second.
Yeah, how would that have played out? They have. What would they do for a rich guy that was wanting to stay on his property and not pay property taxes to the government people.
But that's not really the question here. This guy just wanted his submersible well replaced.
Yep, all of this manpower was mobilized now. Oh, wait, let me give you the description of the manpower. As described in the press release by the Richland County Sheriff, Daryl Berglund, the operation involved six sheriff's departments, big difference there, one local police department, six SWAT tactical teams, state police personnel,
six SWAT teams,
a bomb squad, two airborne units, three emergency response teams, and a representative.
They even had a bear in the air.
Yep, and representatives of three state agencies. All of this manpower was mobilized, remember now, to conduct an assault on a solitary aging man who owed $5,737 in back taxes. How much did the helicopter cost? Just the helicopter alone, let alone all of the other manpower and the equipment that they trucked out there.
Can hardly imagine.
I'll bet the Richland County government wastes more than that amount each year in needless purchases of refreshments and office supplies. Conspicuous in the April...
Donuts.
The April 3rd assault on Bayless's home were three Bearcat vehicles. Lenco Industries of Pinco, Massachusetts, which manufactures the Bearcat, proudly reports that the vehicle is fortified with half-inch hardened steel armor plates, State Department-approved bulletproof windows, blast fragmentation-resistant floors, specially designed gun ports, roof hatches with rotating turrets, gun mounts, and gear storage. Your local police departments have these things.
Rotating turrets.
Gun ports. Bayless flung a few rounds and a few grenade-type devices at the Bearcat.
If it looks like an army and it smells like an army, it must be an army.
No, it's the police, Mark. What are you talking about?
Well, who are they occupying?
They're just protecting, serving.
Sure, protecting and serving the governments.
Well, the lead Bearcat was attacked by Mr. Bayless. He did slightly damage its bullet-resistant windows.
Just testing.
Two more of the assault vehicles were summoned to the scene. SWAT operators chased Bayless into his house, firing numerous tear gas rounds into it before finally using less lethal rounds to subdue him. The house itself burned to the ground.
Yep, burned up the man's house.
Having conquered such a menacing adversary, the local Homeland Security affiliate took a victory lap. Fist jabs and chest bumps were exchanged, beers were hoisted in triumph, press releases were joyously disseminated. The battle-damaged Bearcat itself was put on display in La Crosse County, whose sheriff's department had purchased the vehicle with a federal Homeland Security grant. You see, the purchase of the Bearcat by the sheriff's department's been controversial because it had been arranged without the county board of supervisors being notified. So much for civilian control over the military, even at the county government level. Apparently, only the sheriff and a couple of his cronies were aware of the grant and how it was spent. Now, after the purchase became known, the county supervisor quite sensibly suggested it be turned over to the local National Guard unit. And this provoked a theatrical display of pious outrage from Supervisor Carl Halverson, a former sheriff. He simpered, "Don't we care about these law enforcement officers? Boy, sometimes I think I'm on Mars." So what did that board of supervisors do as a result of the sheriff's department going above their heads to authorize this purchase?
You know,
we'll find out in moments.
I can't write stories this good.
Yep, Matt, more on the way. Well, this is terrible. Poor Mr. Bayless. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Price assumes 4% down payment at 7.5% APR over 30 years.
Wow, look at this place. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, you're not even 30. We have the same salary, Maggie. How can you afford all this?
My mortgage payment is less than $300 a month.
What? That's less than I pay for rent. How did you...
All I did was call BNI for a list of homes that are being sold for back taxes or foreclosure.
Home foreclosures are on the rise. That means there are great deals out there, especially for first-time home buyers. Like this listing, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath going for under $20,000. That's just $199 a month. Listings go fast, so call BNI for a list of these homes today. Call 1-800-774-3558.
I could actually afford to own my own home.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just call BNI for the list.
Properties that have been foreclosed or repossessed are a real bargain and sometimes sell for little or no money down. For a list of homes in your area, call 1-800-774-3558. 1-800-774-3558. That's 1-800-774-3558.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have a will or a living will currently, you need to get that done. One easy place to do it is LegalZoom.com. You can do it quickly within, I think it might have taken me 10 minutes to do it. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
As we continue here and then getting to your call, still waiting to hear from somebody who is going to defend property taxes, somebody who can tell us exactly how, as property owners, both you and my and I, Mark, are both property owners.
I don't think I own my property. The town can take it away anytime they want.
Well, we'd like to think we've gone ahead and paid a whole lot of money to have these plots of land and houses that we believe are, at least would like to believe, are ours. But if you would like to tell us otherwise, perhaps you can fill us in and actually tell us that we are, in fact, subjects, that we don't actually own our own property, and that we are owned by the state. Would love for you to dial in and let us know exactly how it is that the obligation came about to pay these things called property taxes. Now, Mr. Robert Bayless in Wisconsin had a pretty good objection to paying property taxes. The government had come along and blown up the pump that operated his well when they were doing some blasting for some road work outside of his property, or I guess right up next to his property. And they refused to replace the pump. They refused to fix the destruction that they had caused. And as a result, Mr. Bayless decided to start withholding taxes from these people. Then, a few years later, they came in with an armed gang of thugs, calling themselves government police, and they stole Mr. Bayless out of his home and burned it to the ground. So that's where we were, and we were talking about some of the equipment that they used. Just kind of an interesting aside here. This is from freedominourtime.blogspot.com, where William Norman Gregg is telling us about the Bearcat, which is basically an armored truck an armed attack vehicle with gun ports and a turret on it that these police departments, several police departments in the Wisconsin area at least, have. Many police departments across the country have similar devices.
Police departments all across the country got grants from Homeland Security to spend on things
crap
just like
that.
You know, these Bearcats, which are armed assault vehicles, I guess to be perpetrating armed assault on American people. So, that's what they're being used for.
So there's kind of an interesting little behind-the-scenes thing in the world of Wisconsin politics where they found out that the Bearcat that the county had was purchased without the knowledge of the oversight committee, of the town government people, the elected
people. The people that handle all of the, you know, all of the purchasing.
Right. So what happened? Well, a bunch of the sheriffs got upset that one of the a county supervisors suggested they turn it over to the National Guard, and the Board of Supervisors then issued a resolution authorizing the purchase after the fact. Of course, the county sheriff and other local clients of the Homeland Security state believe that the Bearcat purchase was entirely validated by the successful siege of Robert Bayless's home. Of course, the Bearcat acquisition, like the purchase of hundreds of thousands of dollars of high-tech gear with federal funds, was justified as a counter-terrorist measure. As if the minions of the omnipotent troglodyte Osama bin Laden regarded rural Wisconsin to be a critical target of the global jihad. The inaugural use to which that armored assault vehicle was put was much more illustrative of the priorities and function of the Homeland Security state, which is to maintain terror, not only the politically profitable fear of outsiders, but the tacit fear that commands submission to the state's demands. The amount Bayless owed was less than trivial, but his defiance, rooted in a very plausible set of grievances, could have proven contagious if not properly dealt with.
And it's just exemplified by the statement, you can't fight City Hall.
That's what they want you to believe. As helicopters circled Bayless's besieged property in the distance and smoke arose from his ruined home, a resident of a nearby town of Eola commented to a reporter, this could happen to anybody. And that's precisely the message the local Homeland Security affiliate meant to send. And as long as Americans continue to be frightened of these government people and what they could possibly do, they'll never stand up and be the free people that they should be. But we are going to see it happen. It is going to happen here in our very own little New Hampshire, where the beginnings of it have already begun with people starting to non-cooperate in various different little ways, and I imagine those will get bigger. And we can talk more about on the way in the future, but let's go to your phone calls. Brian in Rhode Island, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Yes, I think you're overreacting.
Well, who?
You are.
Why?
You're accusing, I mean, this is the heavy-handed language that you're speaking out against the government. I've never heard anything like this on the radio.
Well, wait a minute.
Don't you think you'd be heavy-handed if somebody burned your house down?
Yeah, but didn't he break the law? Didn't you say that he wasn't cooperating and didn't pay his taxes?
Well, let's put aside the issue that he never agreed to the tax scheme in the first place, and neither did I. Let's put that aside for a moment and remind you that his well was blown up, sir, by the county government. The county government blew up his well and refused to replace it, so he decided that he wasn't going to pay them taxes anymore. Doesn't that make sense?
No, it doesn't, because I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, when the founding fathers decided that the government of England was no longer servicing their needs, they stopped paying their taxes first.
Don't you drive on the roads? Aren't you glad you're defended from foreigners?
Sir, they stole this man's property.
The foreigners are coming to get me.
But yeah, they stole these. These aren't foreigners I need to be defended from. It's these people down the street calling themselves government that are willing to steal my property from me and burn my house to the ground, which is what they did to this man.
It's not yours. This, the property is on lien from the. It actually, the government owns it.
Really?
When they buy it?
Yeah, how'd that work?
You have a deed. I understand, you know, you have a deed and everything, but the government settled. I mean, that's where the buck stops, and I'm sorry. I mean, you can say you own it.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me, sir, that every one of us are actually serfs? We're actually subjects and slaves to the state? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, if it sounds good to you.
No, that doesn't sound good. I don't accept it. I'm a free man. How do you feel about that?
Well, we're all free as long as you're not breaking the law.
We're free as long as we don't. Go ahead.
We're only free in our minds, sir.
You're not free. You will be pursued and arrested.
But I didn't agree. I don't consent to the government, so it's not my law.
You know,
it's your law, sir.
In Germany once, it was against the law.
Of course, you live here. You don't have to consent, but you obey the laws.
Yeah, the Jews lived in Germany, too.
You know, at one time, it was against the law to be Jewish in Germany. Was it okay because they were the government?
No.
At one time, in this country, it was okay for white people to own black people. Actually, black people own black people, too. It was okay to own black people as slaves, and it was the law.
That got corrected.
It got corrected. Yeah. Do you know why? Because people stood up and said, no more of this crap. And I said,
the man who stood up and said,
no more of this crap as a hero.
How come you don't want to pay the government?
Because the government doesn't do anything for me.
Don't you drive on the road? Don't you have a car?
In my town, I don't drive on any town roads, no.
But you pay gas taxes when you go to the gas.
Why do I have to pay for the roads that I don't drive
on? You get sick. If you don't have any money, you go to the hospital. The government pays for it.
But the government doesn't pay for it. The hospital pays for it because they mandated that the government mandated the hospital had to treat me.
I just don't understand.
Keep swinging, Brian. Keep trying. Go ahead. Give us another one.
Well, again, like I said, if you obey the law and don't break the law like Bayless did.
So you're saying if we're good little slaves and we do whatever it is our masters in government tell us, then the masters in government will let us live our happy little lives here until we croak. That's what you're saying?
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Now, that sucks. Before you go on, if somebody sent me to work every day and took all my money away from me, would I be their slave?
He's already telling you you're a slave, Mark. He's already said you're a slave.
If they took all my money and sent me to work.
What was the question?
If somebody sent me to work every day at the pain, at the threat of violence and took all my money at the end of the week, would I be their slave?
Yes.
Okay.
Under those circumstances,
if I go to work and somebody takes half of my wages, what am I?
You're a taxpayer.
Right. That's right. So you understand that means that a taxpayer is a slave, right?
No, I don't follow your logic.
That's right. Of course, because it would possibly disturb your happy little rose-colored glasses world. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. The fact is, the government people treat us like we're their serfs and their slaves. There is no citizen. There are only subjects.
It's tyranny of the majority.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Where did the obligation come from to pay property taxes? We'd love to hear you answer that. It's Free Talk Live.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want in this live Saturday edition via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Of course, I would still love to hear from somebody that can actually tell us how the obligation was created to get us to pay property taxes. The last guy really couldn't give us a square answer on that one. 800-259-9231, that's the number. You can also visit us on our website, and if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's easy. You just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, load up your shopping cart, and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live and getting the stuff you want for life. amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls. Evan is on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Evan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are trying to say that because the government accidentally blew up this guy's well pump, that that the remedy for that is to quit paying your taxes and then confront the law with guns.
Whoa, now hold on. No, he didn't confront the law. He just quit paying taxes. They confronted him.
They sent armed men on his property.
Right, but they came to his property because he was in violation of the law, that he wasn't paying the taxes. That's what he did.
Let's go back a little bit, and maybe you can answer this question.
What you're saying is that he quit paying his taxes because they blew up his pump, and that
seems like a legitimate reason, doesn't it?
Well, no, it's not a legitimate reason to quit paying your taxes. You're trying to address several different issues with
you're
one
telling
answer.
Me something. Now, hold on a second. So first of all, there's no obligation, there's no contract whatsoever, and we can talk about that in a moment. But let's presume there was a contract between him and the government. They were, you know, providing him their services, and he was paying them for them. Well, then they come along and blow the crap out of his well. Don't you think it's appropriate to then withhold payment until you get taken care of, until they pay you back for the damage that they caused?
No, that's not appropriate, and that's not a lot of people don't understand that there's provisions in the law that direct you on how to proceed when there's a problem. You know, there's problems in all different aspects of life.
So the
appropriate way to proceed is not to take it into your own, into your own hands and go, well, I'm just not going to pay my. If you're renting
like
an apartment from me, and there's a problem with the apartment, and I don't fix it, withholding rent is not an option for you. If you withhold the rent, I can evict you.
I think you'll have a pretty good case in that particular instance. I think you'll have a pretty good case against the landlord because landlords don't have the protection that the government does.
You'd have a pretty good case, but who would hear it if that was your remedy, was just to withhold the payment?
Well,
in his case, he could have gone to court and let a judge determined that the county made a mistake, and I'm sure a judge would have said, they made a mistake, and they're going to have to, you know, come up with the money and make the repairs.
All right, fine.
Or whatever,
let's go back.
Remedy. But that's the appropriate response.
He didn't.
I
see
litigation.
That, I see that there is a path through litigation. I do totally get that.
What if he couldn't afford it?
But you know, I mean, that is a path for people that have at least some means. And it didn't. The guy was eating apples. You know, I mean, it didn't sound like he had a lot of means.
In a shack.
And it's it just goes to show that the court system really is for rich people. It's not for poor people in this country. But the question I got for you.
I agree with you on that. And I'll tell you something else.
Hold on a second, dude. You got a question.
Just a question, real quick. The founding fathers withheld their taxes from the king in order to express their grievances, and that's what part of the Declaration of Independence was about. Do you think that Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, George Washington, do you think those men should have been hung? Do you think their houses should have been burned down?
No.
Well, why is it okay for those historical figures to have done it, and it's not okay for this man?
Well, first of all, you're not talking about this man's government. You're talking about the British government hundreds of years ago.
You forget, this was Britain 100 years ago. That was their government.
Well, yeah, it was more than 100 years ago. But
that was several hundred years ago. Whatever. It was his government.
But it was a completely different set of circumstances.
No,
first of all.
I don't see how.
How's that? How's it different?
Intolerable acts? Sounds like this was intolerable.
It was a monarchy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was King George, sure.
So you've replaced the king with a bunch of, the tyranny of the majority?
Well, you know, you guys are misunderstanding me. You're taking me wrong. I'm not for the government at all.
Sounds like you are.
I mean, I like your show. I know it does, but I like your show, and I couldn't be, more of a libertarian. But my point is that,
like a libertarian. Well, I guess you
I
do
know,
now. The new,
know,
you're a new libertarian, I, right? You're one of those neo-libertarians.
In this particular case, I'm not trying to address all the different, nuances of the issue.
No,
I'm
you're just defending the gang. That's all. You're just on here defending a violent gang of people calling themselves government. Let's go back, and maybe you can answer my question.
I'm not defending what they did. I'm just saying that the remedy.
So wait a minute. Hold on now. Wait, you're saying it's bad what they did, that they came in and stole this man's house from him?
Oh yeah, I don't think that was appropriate action at all. But,
good,
but
we agree.
So, would you think they should give? Should they give the house back? Should they give him the property back, even though the house
is
burned down?
Should they rebuild his house?
I think they should be liable for all the damages that they caused.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. Here's my next question. One more question for you. We got to move on, but here's the last question. How was the obligation created to pay property taxes?
Well, I wouldn't be able to answer that without
because it's a fantasy.
There is no answer to that question.
There's no answer.
No,
the government people won't answer that question. I thank you for the call tonight. I've asked them the question, and they won't answer it. I gave them 45 days, which was the same amount of time they wanted to give me to pay their little property tax demand. And I gave them 45 days to answer just some simple questions about how the obligation was created, because in their own laws, it actually says, they're not my laws, they're theirs. They're the ones that swore an agreement to uphold them. In their own laws, it says that when somebody presents you with a bill for services, if you don't know who, that person is or why they're presenting you with a bill, or you say, wait a minute, Mark, came over here and you clipped all my trees for me, and I never contracted with you for that service, and now you're billing me for it? I mean, I understand that you did an okay job, not really the best job, but how do I owe you this money? Can you show me the agreement? Maybe I was drinking and I forgot that I signed it. Just show me the agreement that
I signed. The answer to your question, I can answer it, unlike these guys.
And you have to show
it
to me.
Right.
But they don't, apparently. So I asked them that very same question. Just show me the agreement. Show me where this obligation
to pay.
There is
no agreement. You didn't make an agreement.
Exactly. And that's why they can't answer the damn question.
The answer is, how was the obligation created? And I'm not saying that this is an obligation, but I can tell you that it's continuity from the time of serfdom. The lord owned the land, and the serfs were bound to that land. They could pack up and leave, but it was essentially his land. They worked it.
Right.
He came
by.
He collected an amount of what they produced. He didn't do anything except protect them.
You are saying they own it all, but they will not make that claim.
No, they will not.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Willie, listening to WFLA in Florida. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live. Whoa, turn down your radio, Willie. Turn it down, please. Or we're going to put you back on hold, which we'll do, and we'll try Angel, who hopefully has turned his radio down. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WFLA.
Great show. I think that the concept of government started out almost as a relationship of insurance. We will provide these services and protect you if you pay us, this amount of money. That happened with, like, sailing ships.
Yeah.
In any event, it doesn't have to be a written contract, which it should be. The relationship that we have with the government is kind of implied, and it's implied by them. Now,
right.
What happens is that government, essentially, and property taxes, or taxes in general, are essentially like the mafia. It's a giant protection racket.
Yep.
In the mafia, if you take out money from a loan shark and you don't pay, he'll come and he'll break your legs, kill you, or hurt your family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the government will do when you don't pay your taxes, according to the level, the degree that they set, they'll come along and they'll take your property, they'll put you in the street, and they won't care about any extenuating circumstances on your part.
Right, because they're not protecting you. They're protecting their own. They're protecting the state, not you.
That's exactly right. Now, the role of government, as I see it, should be nothing more than to provide military for police, fire and rescue, and the support systems for those. I happen to work for the Veterans Administration, and I take care of our veterans. I'm a physician assistant. Now, the thing is that here in Waimama, which is a not far from Tampa,
I'm familiar with Waimama.
About $8,000 a year I'm paying in taxes.
Holy crap, in Waimama?
Yes, sir. Well, I live below Waimama, below Sun City, and what it is that the only service the Hillsborough County provides for me is collect my garbage twice
nonsense.
A week.
Nonsense.
I was paying $1,500 in Bradenton. I lived in Bradenton
for 14 years, and my taxes there were only about $1,300 a year.
But
when I sold my house about 4 or 5 years ago, okay, and then built a new house out here in the sticks, my God, my taxes went up basically like about 600 or 700%.
So would you agree, Angel, that these services that you're talking about, you are interested in, you know, protection and fire and all that, shouldn't those be done on a contractual basis in the marketplace?
Absolutely.
Good man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the call, sir. We're out of time, my friend. I thank you, though. More is coming up. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. We'll talk to Willie, who has turned down his radio, and Bill in Indy. Your calls about what you want if you dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll give you an update on the UK Police State. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.